Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sending in a lift from Belconnen, Australia, today we have Christian Science practitioner, teacher, and lecturer, Mary Beattie.
I woke early one morning thinking about Joseph, a character from the Hebrew Scriptures. Throughout his life, he stayed close to God, expressing intelligent compassion, good business ethics, and he brought about the reconciliation of his estranged family. In all respects, he's been regarded as a model for living a God-focused life. But when he knew that a drought was coming to Egypt, he couldn't stop it. The Pharaoh at the time asked Joseph to interpret a dream he'd had. God, or divine intelligence, enabled him to do this. From the dream, he prophesied that there would be a time of plenty and then a time of drought. Pharaoh then asked Joseph to guide the country through those coming years and manage the fluctuating resources. Joseph did this and was even able to help surrounding countries with supplies of food when there was a need. It was characteristic of him to rely on the breadth and depth of God's goodness to support him during this period. In thinking about this account, I was impacted by a singular thought. Although he knew the drought was coming, he couldn't stop it. But nevertheless, drawing on the might of God's love that was so familiar, Joseph was able to help navigate through the hard times, and many, many were blessed. Today, as people are praying to address the upheaval of the pandemic, I am encouraged by Joseph's resolute reliance on the permanence of God's goodness, even while that prolonged drought was going on. And whatever we face today, we can find ourselves guided by God's goodness to help navigate a pathway of blessing. We can remain unyielding witnesses to the vastness of God's care. The continuing immensity of God's love is powerfully expressed by Mary Baker Eddy in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. The depth, breadth, height, might, majesty, and glory of infinite love fill all space. And then she concludes, that is enough.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.